From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After boycotting the start of indirect peace talks, representatives of the main Syrian opposition group met Sunday with the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, in Geneva, with both sides saying there had been progress in resolving some of the issues that had the opposition threatening to leave. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtol spoke with VOA about the talks.
I think it was a success that they showed up in the first place, because for years now, the opposition has demanded that any solution to the Syrian conflict requires that first President Assad and his government step down. And this has obviously not happened, and the fact that they are coming, which they didn't want to do, is a success to be attributed to Staffan de Mistura.
So-called proximity talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. The Saudi Gazette newspaper reports authorities there have arrested 9 American citizens, 24 others as terror suspects during the past week. The report did not say if any of the suspects were linked to the Islamic State militants, which carried out several deadly attacks against security forces and Shiites in recent months. At least 65 people were killed. It happened late Saturday in northeastern Nigeria after militants attacked the village of Dalori near the Borno state capital Maiduguri. They attacked with suicide bombs, gunfire, also setting homes on fire. Sunni insurgent group Boko Haram is suspected of launching the attack, which would be the third in the region in the past week. More than 20 were killed in separate attacks on the village of Chibok in Adamawa State, and at least 3 others killed near Lake Chad. This is VOA News.